Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we are thankful for all the things that you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're going to do.
Yes.
We thank you for the things you continue to do.
Yes,
we thank you, O Lord, for giving us your spirit.
Yes,
we thank you, O Lord, for your salvation, Lord. We thank you for the blood that was shedded on Calvary.
Yes.
We give you praise for it today. Father, we just thank you for being a good God. For being a merciful God, Lord.
Yes,
you brought us through so many things, O Lord. You lifted us up when we was down. You kept us, O Lord, when we was weak. And so, Lord, we just come to thank you this morning, Lord. We just come to gather together in your name, Lord, to give you the praise and say that you are still God, regardless
yes.
to the things that are going on.
Hallelujah.
You are still God, O Lord. We want to say you are still the Savior, Lord, regardless to the situation of life, Lord. And, Lord, we just come to thank you today, Lord, for being Lord, for being God, for being our keeper, for being our provider in all things. And, Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody got a testimony this morning? Amen. God done something good for you? Amen. Stand up on your feet? Amen. We want to hear about it. We want to hear about what God has done for you, amen. Is that somebody in here today whom God has done something good for? Is there someone? Someone got a testimony. Someone got a praise today. Hallelujah. Amen. You got a testimony, got a praise. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't have no great big testimony, but as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that he deserves. Because he woke me up this morning, he woke up my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, all of my family and loved ones are still in Atlanta living this morning. I just want to thank him for that, because he is a great and mighty God in my life. I thank him for his word. I thank him for the reading of his word, for enjoying his word. And I thank him for all things, that he so present in all things. So all things that are going on right now, I praise him in it.
Amen.
I give him the glory.
Amen.
He has kept us.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him again and again and again. Because he woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So I say, I don't have no great big praise about what he did that. But just waking me up this morning, regretting my body.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else got the testimony this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Brother, just want to thank God for what he's doing in his life and other people's lives. Amen. You know, that's a good testimony to know that you're not just thinking about yourself. Amen. Amen. That you got other people in mind. And that's what we want to always do. We want to have other people in mind when we give praise. Amen. Because we realize this thing is not just about ourselves. It's just about everybody. Amen. You know, and that's what God wanted us this to be about, everybody, not just you, but everybody. Amen?
Amen.
And so we want to think about the other people. You know, we like to see God bless everybody. Amen. You know, it's not a race thing, but we want equality for everybody. Amen. We want equality for the black man, for the white man, for the Jew, for the Greek. Amen. For the Hispanic, for the Asian person, you know, we want equality for everybody. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God that Jesus came to give us equality. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus. Amen. Jesus came to save everybody. Amen. He didn't just come to save us. He came to save everybody. Amen.
Right.
When he died for the whole world. That the whole world can be saved this morning. Amen. So thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that Jesus was willing to shed his blood for us. He loved us enough to give up his own life so that we could have life. And if God will give up his only begotten son for us, shall God not give us all things? Amen.
Amen.
When you think about it, he give us all things. So we shouldn't be troubled or worried, because if God did that for us, amen, I believe God will do everything that he said he'll do for us. Amen. Amen. So I thank God for that this morning. Amen. I guess time after time you sit around and we wonder when we come to the place in the house of God, we wonder about things. We look at things that's going on in the world, and we realize these are trying times. But if a man don't have something to depend on or to hope in, that man can be a miserable person. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But when you don't have nothing to look to, or you don't have anything to look forward to, it seems like that's the end of your life, doesn't it? I mean, you wake up in the morning and don't seem like you got no hope. You don't have nothing. You don't have anything to draw strength from. You know, this is why we have God, because what? We want somebody that we can draw strength from. Amen? Amen. And the Bible says God strengthens us. Amen. For those who are weak, he strengthens us. Amen. And so that's why every man needs somebody, or he needs something that he can depend on. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You know, when your thoughts get in your mind and you're thinking and you thought as much as you can and you scratch your head as much as you can and you went here and you went there and did everything and it seems like everything seems to fail you. And then if you don't have something to turn to, well, you don't have something to have faith in, you fail. You give up. You throw your hands up and say, what's the use? I might as well, you know, you hear people all the time, I may as well kill myself, amen. I may as well just jump off in the river. They decide to, some people, they're going to run into the, some people run into the ocean. Some of them decide to run into a bank or run off a bridge or something, jump off the bridge. When a person gets to that place, that means that person has gotten to a place where he has no hope in his life, amen. But aren't we glad that we have a hope in God, amen? Aren't we glad, amen, that even though when things look bad, we know it's going to be turned around for some good, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't we glad that we know that trouble don't last always, amen? Aren't we glad to know that trouble, it might come, but it don't come to stay. It always come to pass because God is the one that bring wicked devices to pass. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to turn your attention today to Matthew chapter 14. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14. I probably started verse 22. Hallelujah. Man, man, man. I say God is good. Amen. Amen. Even in the midst of what's going on, God is still good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God is good. God is good. Amen. Amen. If you have it, say amen. Amen. All of you that's online this morning, we appreciate you coming online this morning. And all of you that are on Facebook, amen. I appreciate you being on Facebook this morning. Amen. But we're gonna give a word today, amen. Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightaway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him on the other side. Come on, let's everybody say the other side, amen. While he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. Sometimes you got to be by yourself, amen. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I wanted to add for a thought, just a thought today, adversity. Adversity, amen. Father, we ask that you would help us with this, Lord, and convey this to us, O Lord, that we might be able to portray your word, Lord, with understanding, Lord, that those that hear, Lord, might be able to receive and that they might be encouraged out of the things that they've heard today, Lord, and I give you praise, amen. Amen, amen. Adversity, adversity, adversity. Amen. When we think about adversities, we think about when we have difficult times. Amen. And we realize right now we're in a time of difficult times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you realize that there might be shortage of jobs, shortage of home, shortage of food, shortage of money, amen. These are what? Difficult times, amen? These are adversities, amen. We're having all of these troubles, and many times people are looking at these adversities that's going on, they're looking at them and they don't really know what to do.
Right.
They don't know where to turn. Yeah. They don't know where to go. They don't really know what's going on. But in the time of adversity, when you're having adversity, you're having difficulties, you're having misfortunes. How many of us had some misfortunes in our life? Amen.
Amen.
That's adversity, amen. Amen. But when we have challenges in life, do anybody have any challenges in life? Amen. And we all got some challenges, amen. Amen. But the thing about the saint, no matter what the challenge is, what the difficulty is, we know we can overcome it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Is that all right?
Amen.
Come on, say, I can overcome. We can overcome it. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what the adversities are, we can overcome it. See, adversities. Now, you might not know it, but it is God that gives peace, and he also gives adversities. Amen. What we recognize in the midst of adversity, we have to have something to be grounded on, amen. We have to have something that we can believe in, amen. This is why we say we need faith in something other than ourselves. This is why we have faith in Jesus, because we believe in the midst of adversity, amen, God is able to help me to overcome it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God will get me through it, amen. See, I got to know that I can get through. You know, whenever I'm in hardship and whenever I'm going through adversity, I have to know there's somebody on my side to help me to get through the thing that I'm trying to get through. Amen.
Amen.
And so God is here to help us to get through the adversities. But when we get into adversity, sometimes we look at adversity as a bad thing, but sometimes adversity can be a good thing.
Amen.
Do you not realize that in the midst of adversity, that gives God the opportunity to reveal himself through Jesus? Come on.
All right.
I'm saying God has to reveal himself, amen. Mm-hmm. You see, God allow adversity to come into your life or come in your life because he wants to reveal himself in Jesus in the midst of the adversity, because you wouldn't see God, because God is an invisible God and you can't see him. But yet, because you can't see God, you can see the thing that he does, amen. So when you get into adversity, that is the best time, one of the times that God will unveil himself in Jesus Christ, that you might see him, and yet you might not see the figure of him, but yet you see the works of God.
Amen.
In the time of adversity, amen,
mm-hmm.
It's when God reveals himself, amen. You see, Jesus, in the midst of adversity, when they was in the boat, during these troublesome times that they was having on the water, that was the time Jesus showed up.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, I said, God will show up in the midst of your adversity, amen.
Yes.
If you've never seen God before, in these times of adversity, you're going to see God do some things that he never did before, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're going to see some miracles and signs and wonders that God is going to do in the midst of this adversity, because everybody's looking at the adversity, but God reveals himself in the midst of adversity, amen. When we get to something that we say we couldn't do, we get to something that we say we couldn't handle, then God steps in and handles the problem, and all of a sudden we begin to see,
amen,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
I say God reveals himself in the midst of adversity, amen.
Yes.
God reveals himself in the midst of your troubles, amen. Because you wouldn't know that God could do what he does if you hadn't been in the place that you were, that you was at. And God had you in that place so he could show himself strong in the behalf of his saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. I said we're going to see something in this hour, amen. Because God is a sign, God of signs, wonders, and miracles. And because God is a sign, God of signs, wonders, and miracles, God's going to show some signs from heaven. He's going to show some miracles like he never showed before, amen. He's going to do some things in the earth that nobody has ever seen before, because God always shows up in the midst of your adversity. So don't be worried what's going on in your life. If you're in the midst of adversity, God is getting ready to reveal himself to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's going to reveal himself in a way that you never seen them before. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is why we praise God in all things, because we realize when we are in the midst of adversity, we're going to praise God anyway, because wherever we are now, we know that we're not here to stay. Amen. Amen. We know that this is not where we're going to be all the time. Amen. The adversity that I'm in now, I know I'm not in this place to stay. Amen. I know God is going to work. He's going to raise me up. Amen. My pocket might be empty now, but I know this is not the way God wants me to be. Amen. Come on. I might be sick today, but I know it's not the will of God for me to be sick. But and because it's not God's will, I know God's going to heal me. Amen. You see, that's when you get into adversity. That's when we draw our faith in God and believe what the Word says. That God is a deliverer, and he will deliver you from any situation that you're in. But if you don't get into adversity, what does he have to deliver you from? Yeah. Are you with me? See, if they hadn't been in trouble, they wouldn't have known that Jesus could do some of the things that he did. But it was because of their situation, amen. It was because of their circumstance, all of a sudden, they begin to know Jesus could do something that they didn't know Jesus could do. They didn't know all of a sudden that Jesus could rebuke a storm in your life, amen. They didn't know that Jesus could heal the sick. They didn't know that Jesus could open the blind eye. But all of a sudden, when a situation presented itself, Jesus stepped in and did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say he'll step in your life, amen. Come on, I don't know what kind of adversity you're going to. Hallelujah. But you can overcome it, amen. You can overcome it because of the power of God that he has put in your life, and you can overcome it. No matter what you're going through, amen, you got to tell yourself, I can overcome it because what? I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. I'm talking about adversity this morning, amen.
Hallelujah.
God is able to show himself, amen.
He's
able to show himself in the midst of your adversity, amen. Hallelujah. When he brought the children out of Israel, he was able to show them what he could do, amen. Even though they had never seen God, amen. Even though they had never seen the shadow of God, and although nothing they had seen of God, but when they saw the works of God, then they declare, oh, yeah, he is God. He brought us out of Egypt without firing the shot. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Amen. They might be shooting, but God's going to deliver us without firing a shot. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Right.
He's going to do it through his power. Amen. He said, not by power nor by might, but I'm going to do it by my spirit. Amen. That lets me know in the midst of this adversity, amen, God is getting ready to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. The spirit is going to move. Amen. Signs and wonders are going to be done. People are going to get healed. The doctor's going to finally realize that we don't need you, doctor, because, hallelujah, we got a healer. Our healer is the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need you, President Trump, to save us. We got a Savior. God is our Savior. God can do what it is that you could never do.
Amen.
Come on. We're in some adversity, so start looking for a miracle in the midst of this adversity. Amen. Come on. You start looking around. Amen. When you go to the store, start looking around. Amen. Praise God. When you pray, start watching for something. God is getting ready to do something. God is getting ready to move because he always shows up in the midst of adversity.
Yes.
He showed up to the disciples when they was in trouble, wasn't it?
Amen.
They was trying to row, and the wind was contrary to them. The wind was trying to stop them, but all of a sudden, here come Jesus walking in the midst of the sea, amen. Here come power. Here come glory, amen. Here come the one that is able to do anything but fail. Here come the one, amen, that has all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Here he comes walking in the midst of the adversity to deliver them. Come on, I said Jesus is on his way.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is on the way in the midst of adversity. See, we might think adversity is a bad thing, but sometimes adversity be a good thing because God can take what's evil and turn it around and work together for your good.
Amen.
See, only God can turn it around, amen. Only God can make a crooked thing straight, amen. Only God can change the leprosy spots, amen. You see, God can do things that nobody else can do, so we got to have faith in God and believe that he's able to do it. So I'm not going to be fearful in the midst of my adversity because I know I got a deliverer.
Amen.
Come on. You might not realize in the midst of your adversity is a good time for some people. Proverbs say, the wicked run when nobody chased them. Because the wicked is in fear. But the Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Amen. You see, the wicked are running away from a lot of things right now. The wicked are dropping some of their cars because they don't know what else to do. Amen. They're letting them go back. Amen. The wicked are letting some of their houses go right now. Amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? The wicked have closed some of their business right now. Amen. And this will be a good opportunity in the midst of adversity that you step in there and say, I'm going to take this over and I'm going to run with it because I believe God is able. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say some business-minded people, amen? I'm trying to say some invested-minded people right now, amen? You see, if you bold and you know that, amen, you know that God's going to turn things around, and you know that this is not going to last forever, amen, that this is going to be over after a while because we have seasons of change, and we know that a change is got to come, amen. And because you know that there's a change about to come, then where the wicked dropped off, you jump right in there and take over his business, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? Because, you see, he's running from adversity, but you're standing strong in the midst of adversity. He done sold all of his stock. It's time for you to buy some stock because the stock done dropped. Hallelujah. The stocks done dropped, amen, because what the wicked do, the wicked is running in the midst of adversity, but the saints are standing bold of the lion because they know there's a God on their side, and he can do anything but fail them, and he's the one that will bring them through. So what? We're going to be bold in the time of adversity, because we know if God be for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
It's a good time for the saints if they would use this opportunity in the midst of adversity.
Amen.
Come on. In the midst of this troublesome time, it's a good thing, it's a good time for the saint to prosper. Because back in the time of Egypt, the wicked gave them plenty of money just to leave. They got blessed just for leaving because they was troubled by the adversity that went on in there. Pharaoh was crying himself, amen. The king was crying himself because his son died in the midst of it, amen.
Amen.
But in the time of adversity, it's a good time for the saints, amen. It's a good time for you to get ahead, amen. Hallelujah. You've been down all your life, but right now, in the midst of this adversity, it's a time for you to rise up, amen, because we have to realize that what? God gave you the power to get wealth, amen. I know people don't like to talk about it, but God gave you the ability to do it, and he said in his word, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even that your soul prosper. So adversity is a good time for the saints, not a sad time. And the reason it's not sad for us, because what? God is on my side. Come on, amen.
Amen.
The Lord is on my side, amen. And I know God will deliver me in the midst of the adversity, amen. Come on, the Hebrew boys got in adversity, but God was on their side, amen. Even though he was in the furnace, but God was in the furnace with him, amen. Come on, I say, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said he'll be with you always to the end of the age. So stand up in the midst of adversity. Stand. I said it's adversity is okay, amen. Amen. You see, God always comes in the midst of adversity because what? He comes to aid. He comes to help, amen. You see, he saw the troubles that the disciples was in the ship, and he came to give aid, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, we know God is going to help us, amen. Huh? And see, the reason we stand strong because we know that God is the God of his word. We know that heaven and earth will pass away and his word will never fail us, amen.
Amen.
And we know that God stands firm on his word, amen. And because God stands firm on his word, amen, he said he won't forsake the righteous, amen. Come on, amen. He said he won't forsake those, amen, who's looking to him for aid, amen. So in their trouble in the midst of the sea, God came to give them aid to help them accomplish what it is that they couldn't accomplish on their own. I think in adversity, God will show his strength. You say in the time of your weaknesses is when God can be shown strong. Paul said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Amen. See, In your weakness, God comes along to aid to show you just how strong you are, amen. You see, you would never know how strong you are until you get into adversity.
Amen.
You wouldn't know. I believe it the book of Proverbs said, 24 and 10 said, if you faint in the day of your adversity, your strength is small. If you faint in the midst of your adversity, it means that your strength was small. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 20:14. And what he's trying to say, you know, if you faint when you are tried, that means your faith was small. Amen? Come on, y'all. Amen? Mm-hmm. See, that's why we have to be strong in faith. Believing on the Lord. Amen? In the midst of adversity, I've got to wax strong in the midst of this, amen. While I'm going through, I got to realize that these things are building me up. It shouldn't be tearing me down. It should be building me up because God wants to build the saints, amen. He wants you to come to the measure, the full stature of Jesus Christ, but he puts you through what he put Jesus through so that he can get to you the place where Jesus is at. I'm talking about when you're going through adversity, amen. Amen?
Amen.
If you faint in the day of adversity, amen. And so what we have to do, we have to make sure our mind is right. Your mind got to be thinking right.
Amen.
Amen. If you're going to overcome adversity, your mind got to be right. Amen? Amen. We have to recognize, what does Job say? Job 14 and 1? A man that is born of a woman, his days is full of trouble, didn't it? See, you got to recognize, wait, come on, say, I'm going to go through hard times. Come on, I'm going to go through troublesome times. See, you got to know that, amen. You got to put that within your mind that what? You know that you're going to go through some troublesome times. So if I know I'm going through troublesome times, I know I'm going to be faced with adversity, then I need to build up my holy faith, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost because I realize that I must prepare for the time that I'm getting ready to face. See, I know, come on, say, I know I'm going through some trouble, amen. Because the man that made good also made the evil, too, also, amen. The man that makes alive also kills, amen. Amen. The same man that loves also judges. See, a lot of us, we always want to see the love of God, but we don't like the judgment of God, amen. Come on, say, God is a God of judgment, amen. Amen. God's going to correct me, amen. And sometimes God used adversities to correct you. God used difficulties sometimes to correct you. You're trying to go a certain way, and God used a difficult situation to keep you from going that direction, amen. Come on, amen. Sometimes we're ready to get in some things that we shouldn't have gotten into, and then that thing will become difficult because God don't want you in it anyway, amen. Come on, amen. Some of you had some relationships, amen, and it became a difficult relationship, and you didn't know why you was having difficulty in the relationship, but the reason you was having difficulty in the relationship because that wasn't the relationship God wanted you to be in. And if he had not let you have difficulty in that relationship, you would have been in a relationship that God didn't want you to be part of anyway. Am I right about it?
Huh?
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of stuff you would have got into, but God allowed it to be difficult, amen. God allowed you to have adversity in it, and you didn't get in it because you saw that the adversity that was of it, amen. Amen. And that turned you around and caused you to go into another direction. See, God always used adversity, amen, to change things. He used adversity. So your mind got to be right. You got to know. You have to know that we're going to go through, amen. Peter said, count it all joy to be, amen, when you fall into divers temptations, amen. Amen, this is what he said, amen. Count it to be joy, amen. James. Then Paul goes around and says, you ought to know you're going to suffer. You should already know you're going to have to go through some things, amen, to get to the heavenly kingdom, amen. Because Jesus went through some things. So if we're going to have the same mind that Jesus had, we got to already know we're going to face adversities. Amen?
Yeah.
Come on. Anytime you turn out and start doing what's right, all of a sudden you become a spot. Everybody see you. Everybody know what you do and don't do. Everybody know how you act. They know you somebody different, amen. They know you something different. And when they find out that you're different from who they are, come on, you're going to start facing adversity. Because the devil is going to make sure he try you and test you and prove you to see, are you who you say you are?
Amen.
I'm talking about adversities this morning, amen. It's because we want to see here that a man that's born of a woman, you got to realize you're going to have some troubles, amen. Amen. Ain't no way, there's no way of getting it around it, amen. Amen. But what did God tell Joshua? Joshua 1 and 9. What did he say? How about I command you to be strong? Be courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For God is wherever you go. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, we're facing this adversity, but God say, what? Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed, amen. Don't be frightened, amen. For what? God is with you wherever you go. So I realize I've got some hope here. I realize I got God on my side, and he just tell me not to be afraid and not to be discouraged. No matter what's going on, don't be discouraged about what you see. But be encouraged by what you believe.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Because faith doesn't look at what it sees. Faith looks at what it believes. So I can't be discouraged because of what I see, because what I see may not be real. Because they say fear is false evidence that something appeared real that's not really real. And so if I see it that way, amen, I'm going to become afraid. But if I believe what God said, then I won't be afraid in the midst of my adversity. David said it was good. It was good. Amen. That I was afflicted. Because then I learned something about God that I didn't know. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, brother. And when you stand up for God, and you stand up for righteousness, you stand up for the word of God, you're going to learn something that you didn't know before. Hallelujah. I believe it was Peter, when Peter got out of prison, out of jail, and after they prayed for him, he got out of jail. He came, after he saw that he was loose from the jail cell, he saw that the chains was off his arm, he saw that the doors had opened, and he walked out of the jail cell, and he looked around, and he said, oh, man, now I know God is able. Come on, y'all, hallelujah. Come on, how many know God is able? Come on, you see, when you walk out of the situation that you've been in, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, God is able, amen. Hallelujah. I say God is able to do anything but fail you, amen. You see, because you go through your adversity, you give other people strength to go through their adversity.
Amen.
Paul would say, because of the things you see me go through, and because of those things that you see me suffer, then other brothers became encouraged to suffer likewise. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God would allow you to go through adversity so everybody can see you going through adversity, so that would be a testimony in your mouth, amen, that God brought you out, amen. The blind man was blind, and he was going through a time of blindness. He was in adversity because blindness can be an adversity, amen. You can't see. You don't know where you're going. You never see the light. You're always in darkness. But the blind man had been blind all of his days. But all of a sudden, Jesus came up and healed him in his adversity. And all of a sudden, somebody walked up to the blind man and said, who healed your eyes? Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on. I said, God's going to bring you through your adversity, amen. He's letting everybody to see you in that condition. See, he normally likes to make it where everybody can see you the way you was. You know, when you was the drunk, everybody on the corner knew you drank, right?
Mm-hmm.
All your boys knew you drank. All the sisters knew you drank, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Everybody knew what you did back in that time, amen.
Right.
And God allowed, he paraded you around that way. Hey, you see how crooked her leg is? You know how y'all talk about each other. Amen. You see how crooked she walk, amen. And you see how short her dress is. You know how y'all talk, amen. Praise God. You see that gigolo there? Everybody knew he was the gigolo, but all of a sudden, some adversity came in his life. You see, he would have never stopped being who he was except some adversity rolled in his life. Amen? You see, I probably would have never changed if some adversity hadn't come into my life. Amen? If I hadn't got in a situation, amen, that I was in, I probably wouldn't have got saved. But God allowed the adversity to come into my life because he wanted to change my ways, amen. And when he changed my ways, everybody knew who I used to be. Everybody knew who I was. And all of a sudden, everybody started seeing me walking a changed life and a different life. And all of a sudden, they say, well, brother, what happened to you? No, they asked me what happened to me, like somebody had beat me up or something, you know. Well, what happened to you? And the reason they was asking that because I didn't act like I used to act. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. My attitude wasn't like it used to be. Amen.
Right.
My workflow wasn't like it used to be. Amen. I was saying the same thing I used to say. Amen. Amen. My wife said I wasn't flirting no more. Amen. Amen. I wasn't flirting with the women no more. Amen. And so my sister looked at me and said, I know this boy saved. That person that walked by him, and he didn't look, and he didn't say nothing. I know he saved. She said, I'm going to get saved too. He ain't going to leave me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Those were his exact words. You ain't going to leave me. And so she went and got the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
She went and got baptized in Jesus' name. Because she knew who I was. Amen. She knew who I was. But in my adversity, because of the trouble that came in our life, I changed, amen, and turned around and started going a different direction. And because she saw my change, she wanted to change. Come on, hallelujah, amen. Come on, if you're going through right now, God just advertising you right now, amen. Come on, amen. If you got some troubles in your life right now, God's just advertising you. Don't get upset about it. Come on, say that's advertisement, amen. Come on, that's advertisement in your life, amen. I don't know what kind of adversity you got. You just call that advertisement, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, are y'all with me today, amen?
Hey,
am I talking right to you today?
Amen.
Come on, I said God wants to advertise you.
Amen.
You know, when you got something that you want to sell, you advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
That's
right.
And you and the more commercials they put on TV, the more likely somebody gonna buy it. Come on. And it wasn't no good when they bought it, but they bought it. I know my wife done bought everything on TV that can be bought. The pickup things, the put down thing, the push in things, the crooked thing, everything that came on TV, I think she done bought it. If we see it on TV, Gina look over there and say, you got that? Well, I'm just trying to say the advertisement gets to her. You know what I'm trying to say? The advertisement made her purchase that thing. Amen. Come on. So God wants to change you and make you into his own image. So when you see him, when they see you, they will see him in you. Amen. And all of a sudden, you become to be an advertisement for God. And when they see you walking around advertising the presence of God on the inside of you, all of a sudden they'll want what you got because you are advertising God. Hallelujah. Come on, if God said it might be lifted up.
Yeah.
I draw all men unto him. If you show the world who I am, I draw people to me, amen. If you just demonstrate me, amen. Even in the midst of your adversity, amen, demonstrate my love. Demonstrate my power. Be obedient in the midst of this. And don't become fearful and unbelieving, amen. But hold on to your faith because faith, amen, will accomplish every goal that God has in your life. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, let your walk be the walk of faith and not a walk of fear, amen. Praise God, because God wants to advertise you, amen. Come on, is that all right?
Amen.
Praise God. God wants to advertise you. So what did he say? Joshua 1 and 9, have not I commanded you. It's a command not to be. It's a command not to be. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For God is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 5:7, it says, but you take courage. Do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Come on. Come on, y'all. Don't let your hand get weak. Hallelujah. Out of all these things going on, don't stop working, amen. And don't let the devil stop you from working, because he's always out to try to stop you from doing the work of God, amen.
Amen.
He's always trying to stop you from getting to where God told you to go, amen. He's always a hinderer, amen. That's what he is, amen. When he told the disciples, go cross to the other side, there was a hindrance right there, wasn't it? The wind came up and became contrary. And because of the wind being contrary to them getting to the other side, the storm blew up, amen, and the boat began to take on water. I'm just trying to tell you, you might be going through some trouble. You might start taking on some water, but you're not going to sink. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, the boat will take on some water, but the boat can't sink, because Jesus is on the boat, and as long as Jesus is on your boat, you can't sink, amen. Because if the boat sinks, God sinks with you, and God has already been down one time, and he don't have to go down no more. Everything God's doing now, he's bringing it up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you with me today, amen? I'm talking about in the midst of your trouble, amen. In the midst of all this adversity, God's going to show up. Hallelujah. I'm looking for something to happen. Amen. Come on. Amen. I'm looking for souls to get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking for people to come out of the street and come into the place of God. And not only that, we're looking that we want to go to the street and then compel them to come. Amen. Because we know something is getting ready to happen. Amen. Because what? He said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Amen. But in the midst of this, all this stuff going on, he said, I just need some laborers out there, amen. There's a harvest out there. Because the Bible said, he that observed the wind or observed the rain will never sow.
Right.
If the farmer sitting around looking at his field, and he always watching the clouds to see whether or not it's going to rain all the time, he'll never plant. If you just don't look at the trouble, you'll never do nothing. If you look at the trouble, you'll never go nowhere. If you look at the trouble, you'll never move. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so God said, I don't want you looking at the trouble. I want you to look at me. Amen. I want you to put your eyes upon me. Amen. The Bible says when Jesus put his eyes upon Jesus and he looked and saw Jesus doing it, and as long as he was focused on Jesus, he did some things that he couldn't do in his life before. You see, come on, I'm trying to say that adversity there caused you to do some things that you never did. Adversity that caused you to move to places that you never wanted to go. God wanted you to go, but you didn't want to go. Amen.
Amen.
You would have never left that job if you hadn't had some adversity on it. God was trying to give you a better job because you didn't want to leave that job because you thought that was the job, and God had a better job for you. But when adversity came in, adversity caused you to move from that place to another place. Amen. But the place that you left, God made a better place for you, the place that he had to give you. So many times we never leave the place. We never leave the place that we've gotten comfortable in to go to the place where it might be some uncomfort, but there's more money, there's more benefit, there's more of everything there, but we refuse to move because we became too comfortable in the place that we was in.
Amen.
That's why adversity came in there. And that's why everybody started talking about you. That's why everybody started pointing you out. You wasn't doing nothing. I wonder why they talk about me. I ain't doing that. I'm doing my job. I wonder why the boss complaining so much. I do my job. Amen. I wonder why they lying on me. I do my job. Adversity. Come on, let's say adversity.
Adversity.
God trying to get you to move. Amen. You see, you wasn't going to move except you had adversity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, you became so comfortable in the place and the position that you were in, you refused to move, but adversity caused you to move. Come on, I said virtue can be a good thing, amen. Come on, y'all, amen, hallelujah. See, when you stand in the midst of adversity and everybody else see you going through, amen, and they see you're not worried while you're going through, amen, they see you're not fearful while you're going through, amen, they see that you're not being dismayed while you're going through, amen, they see you are being courageous even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of your situation, they see how courageous you are, and all of a sudden they begin to take notice of what you're doing and say, if she can do it, I can do it. Come on, y'all, hallelujah, praise God. Peter looked out there and saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, if Jesus can do it, I can do it. Hallelujah. When I said that was 2 Chronicles, then 15 and verse 7. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 and 19. Let's read right quick. I'll get ready to close out. Psalm 24 and 19. Somebody got it right quick. Before I get it, I'm talking about in the midst of your adversity, amen. Come on. See, if you're out there, you're unsaved today, you have an adversity because God's trying to get you saved. Huh? See, adversity comes to get you to change, amen. Amen. If you're in the world and you don't know Jesus, I'm just going to tell you the reason you're having all the trouble in your life, because the adversity in your life. Because God wants you to get saved. You know you're not saved. You already know you're not saved. You know you need Jesus right now. You're sitting there with your hand down in your face, amen, saying, you know you need to be saved. You know you need Jesus in your life. You need to stop lying to yourself. The Bible says, repent. See, adversity calls you to repent. Amen. What does that say, 34:19, man. Come on. I say, God said, repent. Repent means change your mind, amen. Hallelujah. Repent means to change your mind and go in a different direction, amen. If you keep running into the wall in the way you're going, you ought to stop going that direction. Don't that make sense? Huh? You know, if I go a ways and run into a wall, I'm still on. I don't know a street that got a wall on here in Arlington. If you go out back here, this place here, and run straight to the back, you're going to run into a wall. You get turned around, you come back, and you go right back to the wall again. What sense does that make? You keep going to the same place. If you keep going to the same place and you get the same result, why keep going back to that doctor? Come on, I say you need Jesus, amen. He's a doctor above doctors, amen. Come on, y'all. Ain't no doctor like him, amen. Come on, he can deliver you, amen. In the midst of your situation, you got to give your life to Jesus, amen. If you're tired, if you're sick and tired, whenever you get sick and tired, then you have to change your situation. All the adversities in your life, the reason the adversities in your life in the first place to get you to repent.
Amen.
What does that say, 34?
Many are the
affliction of the righteous.
The Lord delivered him out of them all.
But the Lord delivered them out of them all. He didn't say out of them few, did he? Come on, he said he'll deliver them out of them what?
Oh.
I mean many affliction, but God delivered you out of what?
Oh.
He'll deliver you out of them all, amen.
Amen.
Many troubles you're going to go through, but God delivers you out of them all. You don't. Not some, but God always delivered them out of them all, amen. Praise God. And if you're unsaved right now in your life, and all the adversity that is in your life, all the mess going on in your life, and all the addictions in your life, and all those things that need to be changed, then you need to turn to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he delivered them out of them, how many?
Oh.
He delivers you out of all of them, amen. You see, there's nothing that Jesus can't deliver you from. There's nothing Jesus can't deliver you out of, amen. You can even get in the whale belt, amen, and stay there 3 days and three nights, and he'll still deliver you. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said God is able, amen.
He's able.
Is he able?
Able?
Praise God. He's able
to
shut the lion's mouth, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Make the lion become your friend, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said maybe he'll make a lion your pillow, give you something to rest your head on, amen.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? They make the devil your footstool, amen. Hallelujah. You can rest your foot on the back of the devil. While he's there under your foot, you can put your foot on top. I say, God is able. Hallelujah. Praise God. When everything else is dying, God is able to keep you alive. Amen. He's able to keep that which he has promised unto you unto that day. He's able because he's all power.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's not slacking power because he got all of it.
All power.
Now, he said all power, didn't he? He didn't say something about all power. He said, everything is under my feet, amen. The devil is under my foot. Death, hell, and the grave is under my foot, amen. All principalities and all spiritual wickedness in high place, all of that is under me. So there's nothing I can't do. I control the air. I control your life. I control the breath. I control the growth of the trees, amen. I control the sun that shines in the sky. I control the universe. If I control all things, can I control that little problem that's in your life?
Amen. He's able.
I say he's able, y'all.
He's able.
Huh? In the midst of this trouble that's going on now, I say he's able.
He's able.
He's able to keep you safe in the midst of it. Huh? He's able to keep you, amen.
Amen.
He's able to keep you from the virus. You don't have it, amen. He's able. And then even if you get it, he'll cause you to overcome it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad about that? Even if it comes after you, he'll still cause you to overcome it.
Amen.
Come on. I was watching a thing the other day. It was in another land. A little girl had been dead for 2 days. And they was at the gravesite. And all of a sudden, they decided to open up the casket. And that little girl was alive. Come on, I say he's in. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
And all the people began to fall out and shout because it was an amazement that here's somebody that's been dead 2 days. Little baby. And all of a sudden, God raised them back to life. Come on, I say God is able. And somebody said God wasn't doing those kind of things anymore. But God is the same God today. Same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is still the same God. Whatever he did in the past, he'll do today, if you just believe it. See, the problem is not God don't have the power. It's that the problem is that we don't believe it because we don't see it. We're not praying for it. We're not asking for it. We're not looking for it. We're not seeking after it. Desire spiritual gifts, he said. But in the midst of your adversity, God will cause you to seek him. I tell you, there would have been so many people praying today if the virus hadn't came. Everybody still been, how y'all do it? y'all would have been still, what do you call that? Yeah, you do. You try that, you don't know. Sister Paige, you know how to do it. You try that like you know. Whatever that dance is they've been doing, they would have still been doing that dance in the club. They still would have been there having a lot of fun. But all of a sudden, that Brexit thing, right about the club. Come on, y'all. I say. Hallelujah. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Saints, some of the saints was out there too. Saints was in the club also. Juking and whatever you want to call it. The saints were doing it too in the club. But all of a sudden when the virus came, all of a sudden they decide, hey, I need to go somewhere and pray because the Lord is coming soon. You see, adversity will cause you to repent, amen. I said trouble don't last always. And today, you know, if there's somebody out there, you having some adversities in your life, God is just trying to bring you to him. He's just trying to draw you. He's trying to get you to come to a comfortable place, a better place. God has better promises and better things for us, amen. And the things we suffer, the little things we suffer for God, can't be compared to the great things you're going to receive in that day. And not only in that day, also in your life. Wouldn't you rather replace joy with sorrow? Sorrow for joy? Wouldn't you rather have peace instead of confusion? You need to accept Jesus today, amen. If you're out there today, you need Jesus. And you need to stop pretending. You know you ain't happy. You know you be crying all night sometimes. And in front of folks, in front of people, you make them think you got it together. You know you don't have it together. Pull that mask off. Stop being a hypocrite. If you don't have it together, just say, Lord, I don't have it together today, Lord. I need your help. I'm in this situation, Lord, and I need you to bring me out, Lord. Lord, I need salvation. I lay down and sleep, but my mind run all night continuously. Lord, give me rest. You see, that's what having rest is. When you lay down and your mind is at rest, it's at peace, amen. It's not thinking continually. I think I watched one of those videos one of those videos about the police. And Becky said, I woke up in my sleep. Police! Praise God. You see, you have to watch what's on your mind even when you go to sleep. So if you're out there today, let me read the scriptures, amen. This scripture here, amen. So we don't need to go down to bring Christ up, and we don't need to go up to bring Christ down. Romans 10 and 8 said, but what said it? The word is now thee. Even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And if you are out there today, you need to make a confession that you believe that Jesus died and rose again. And repent of your sins. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I repent of my sins. And I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. Come into my heart and live in me, Lord, and direct me. And I'll give you my life. Mm-hmm. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen. If you just made a prayer like that and were serious about it, then you're on your way. You're in the beginning part. Amen. Father God, I just want to pray out now on the line and on Facebook. Father God, we are thankful. We give praise to you, Lord, that even in the midst of our troubles, even in the midst of the situation, we know that you are with us. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'll be with us always, even into the end of the age. And so, Lord, I thank you for being my keeper and my provider. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth, now, and forevermore. All glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. If you want to donate something, I believe we use Cash App. CalChurchInc.com, whatever you like to send. And I just want you to know, we're not begging. If you want to give as God tells you to give, PayPal, Care Church Incorporated, CalChurchInc@gmail.com. If you want to send something, send what God lays on your heart. God bless y'all and keep y'all till next time. Let the church say.
Amen.
Let the church say. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody, take up something.
You got it?
Amen. I want to pick up Sister... What's her name?
LaTanya.
I went to pick up Sister LaTanya, but some other church truck above that picked her up. Brother Palmer. I was supposed to pick her up this morning, but somebody got there 4 minutes before we did.
Oh, right.
Amen. So she called for prayer the other day. And amen. In the testimonies. anything that anyone would like to say today? Sister Bell, be glad to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Anything you like to say to us? You mean God didn't lay nothing on your heart? God has always talked to you. Amen. I guess since some of your adversity gone there, you don't hear much now.
No.
Go ahead, sister.
Your wife gave me the revelation. I didn't get the revelation at the time. But I went to Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's my husband's favorite store.
Mm-hmm.
Upper Bowen, over there by Kroger. So I was running there to get something. And before I got in, I heard the Spirit say, someone is going to ask you about your husband. Tell him that he's gone to see his father. That's what I heard.
Amen.
So I went in the store, forgot everything I heard, went in the store. I've been to the store since I'm very fast. I went in the store, got up to the counter. The lady said, hey, and then she said, where's your husband? I haven't seen him in a long time. And not being obedient, didn't say what I heard the Spirit say. I just said he passed. But God was talking. And Beck had said, Beck told me, Sister Paige had said, he will tell you, Andre is in heaven with his father. And I just thought that was a revelation. And he told me, I said, that is true. I meant that, Lord, did he make that? You know what? You know, he prayed.
Amen.
But you know, Lord, he did get it together at the end.
Amen. Amen.
That was a revelation.
Well, praise God.
I cried to the lady. He said, tell him he's gone to heaven with his father.
Amen.
He's gone to be with his father.
Gone to be with
his father.
Amen. So bless God. Huh?
I'm sure he went, but you know, I'm very crazy.
He had it together. I mean, when you sit around and talk with him, he acknowledged everything.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said.
I wanted to make sure that.
Yeah, he said, Paige, I don't blame nothing I'm going through on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was all my crazy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I realize that. So I don't blame God for anything. I just thank him for my life now.
Mm-hmm.
That he has given me now and gave me a mind to come back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes. So it's in his heart.
Yep.
And acknowledgement, amen. I acknowledge my sins and they're ever before me. And he did that. I don't blame God for nothing that I'm going through. None of these pains and sickness, it was my own foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all required. You have to hold the goal.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He was saved.
He was with
Amen. He's with the Father.
And I didn't have
faith. Amen.
It's the testimony.
Amen. Anybody else? Amen. We were still on Wednesday nights. At 7 to 8, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Amen. Any other announcement? Brother Tommy, any announcement? Amen. Well, thank God. Let's stand. Amen. Amen. Is Gina still going to the whatever the place is?
She said she was going.
Yeah, you know, it's not that you don't like them. It's just one that you got one of them that's attracted to you better than the other one, you know. And so the little fella, he's always gritty. He's, so I like him.
That CJ's friend just been on life support, so he's about 20 something. He took an overdose.
Oh God.
His name is David. Yeah, you. Something like that.
Let's pray for him now then, because, amen. Father God, we're thankful now, Lord, for you raising them up, Lord. Father, I know you allow adversity to come in his life, Lord, that maybe he would change. So I'm asking, Lord, that you would change his life. Well, he won't need to do that, Lord, that he might seek after you. Father God, I speak life over him and not death, O Lord. I command healing, Lord, and deliverance in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we said it with our mouth and we believe it in our heart. And those things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for y'all's support. Thank you for the support, Doctor. Thank you for your support. Always appreciate you. Amen. I appreciate you. We love you. Amen. You've always been gentlemen. And so we thank you. I just thank you for your support. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And so I just thought I'd tell it to you today if I don't get a chance anymore. I'm saying it today. God bless you. Keep you. Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
All right,
holler next Saturday.
You
coming next Saturday? Okay,
I'll be four.
I'm not at home.
I'm at work. Oh, six.
Amen.
All right. Okay.
God bless y'all. Amen.
But I asked the Lord. You haven't seen it yet. I forgot to ask him again, but.
You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same. Same way you came, he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen.
Moment right here.
prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break forth.
I am just one brave from my grave.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just saying. Somebody say breakthrough, take it up. Breakthrough.